aviation bad boy David Riggs has perished in a crash in China. Boeing's 787-9 makes its first flight, and the FAA orders inspections of Honeywell ELTs. This is Aero News for Wednesday, September the 18th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. ANN has confirmed that aviation's resident bad boy, David Riggs, has died in a crash of his Lancair while in China for an air show. Xinhua reports that the accident occurred outside Shenyang when Riggs' experimental amateur-built Lancair 320 went down in a lake. Riggs was flying with a young Chinese translator who also perished in the crash. The accident took place Tuesday at 1300 local time, and reports indicate that Riggs was seen flying low over the water before the accident took place. Sources in China indicate that Riggs was attempting to operate under a Canadian certificate instead of his now revoked U.S. licenses in order to conduct business at the show in China. Riggs has been in and out of trouble with the FAA and lost his pilot certificate last year following a fatal crash involving a fly-for-hire scheme that he was involved with. In May of last year, Riggs was flying an L-39 in formation with another L-39, piloted by David Gillis, when Gillis's aircraft went down, killing him and a passenger. The FAA revoked Riggs' certificate, saying the jets were not approved for flight-for-hire operations. At the time, Riggs claimed he had done nothing wrong, and his operations were authorized under his movie operating waivers. Earlier, his flying privileges had been suspended for a year for buzzing the Santa Monica Pier back in 2008. ANN will, of course, update this story as details become available. The latest addition to Boeing's Dreamliner stable, the longer, higher-capacity Dash 9, made its first flight in the skies over Washington State on Tuesday. The airliner lifted off the runway just after 11 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time and flew for about 5 hours, running tests of its flight controls and other systems. The airplane used in this flight testing is not a test airplane. It will eventually fly in Air New Zealand livery sometime next year. Reuters reports that the flight profile called for speeds of up to 250 knots and an altitude of 16,000 feet. The route of the flight took the new Dreamliner over Puget Sound and then inland for the bulk of the flight. Boeing has unfilled orders for 936 Dreamliners, and about 41% of those are the Dash 9 model. The FAA is issuing an airworthiness directive identical to the August 26th Transport Canada Civil Aviation Directive, which requires airlines to inspect Honeywell Emergency Locator Transmitters, ELTs, by January 14th of 2014 to prevent an electrical short and possible ignition source. The FAA AD has the same deadline for the U.S. fleet and will impact approximately 4,000 airplanes at a total cost of about $325,000. The investigation of the July 12, 2013 Ethiopian Airlines Boeing 787 fire at Heathrow Airport continues under the leadership of the United Kingdom Air Accident Investigation Branch. The Transport Canada AD states that it was issued as a precautionary measure to address the possibility of a fire due to wiring installation discrepancies of either the ELT-TU or the ELT battery. The AD calls for the one-time inspection of the ELTs, and if any discrepancy is found during the inspection, the carrying out of the applicable repairs. In a speech Monday at Griffiths International Airport's commercial hangar in Rome, New York, U.S. Senator Charles E. Schumer called on the FAA to select Central New York-based NewAir's application, led by Griffiths International Airport, for a test site for unmanned aerial systems designation. The FAA announced in February that it would choose 6 UAS test sites to conduct research aimed at safely integrating unmanned systems into the national airspace system by 2015. The FAA will make their formal decision on test sites likely at the end of this year. If selected by the FAA, the Northeast UAS Airspace Integration Research Alliance, NewAir team, would assemble its partners and put in place their 5-year plan to transform UAS applications, preparing for the future. NewAir would conduct research and testing operations for those 5 years in order to begin the safe integration of unmanned aircraft systems into the National Airspace System. This research and the testing would take place across upstate New York in restricted airspace. Embraer Defense and Security, Inc. announced that the company is on schedule with its Jacksonville, Florida assembly facility to begin deliveries in mid-2014 of the A-29 Super Tucano aircraft to the U.S. Air Force for its light air support program. The announcement came at the beginning of the Air Force Association's Air and Space Conference and Technology Exposition being held just south of Washington, D.C. That contract was awarded on February 27th of 2013. When Aero News continues, Colorado's governor to the rescue. Does that quadcopter have a media pass and a new prototype airship?
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Wednesday, September the 18th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper was touring an area of the state inundated by floodwaters in a state-owned helicopter on Saturday when the flight suddenly became a rescue mission. Also on board the flight was Colorado Republican Representative Cory Gardner, who spotted people waving at the aircraft, according to a report from the Associated Press. According to Governor Hickenlooper, the pilot was skilled enough to, quote, get inside of four acorns in a parking space, end quote, and airlift the people to safety. Hickenlooper's was not the only helo to airlift people from the flood-ravaged area. National Guard Lieutenant James Goff reports that as of Saturday night, 1,750 people and 300 pets had been flown to higher ground from Boulder and Larimer County. Those airlifts continued through the weekend with no solid estimate of how many people might still be stranded. President Obama has declared the region a federal disaster area. The operator of a quadcopter found himself being briefly detained by German police after he flew his aircraft over a campaign event in Dresden for German Chancellor Angela Merkel. The photographer was reportedly attempting to get aerial photos of the event, which he intended to sell, according to a report from the Associated Press. But the authorities were not too pleased about the quadcopter hovering over the event. They identified the pilot and told him to land the aircraft und mach schnell, which means in a real hurry. Apparently, not wanting to risk the wrath of the police, the 23-year-old pilot brought the aircraft down immediately, which just happened to be within about 7 feet of the German leader. Chancellor Merkel looked mildly amused as the quadcopter came down and landed on its side, practically at her feet. Of course, the entire thing was captured on video and, yes, you guessed it, uploaded to YouTube. The AP reports that police quickly determined that the photographer had no ill intentions and was just trying to make a living. He was released after being questioned. The eventual fate of the aircraft or any images that may have been captured was not mentioned. The world's newest and most unique lighter-than-air aircraft, a half-sized prototype of the Aeroscraft, dubbed the Pelican, made its first tethered flight September 7th, though shifting winds at the former military base in Tustin, California, where the project is being developed, prevented an untethered flight test. The Pelican airship has a rigid skeleton of aluminum and carbon fiber covered in a mylar fabric. It obtains its lift from helium-filled bladders. Gizmodo reports that the planned full-scale airship would be more than 400 feet long and have a payload of 66 tons. The test at Tustin lasted about 2 hours, according to the L.A. Times. It got the attention of many in the surrounding neighborhoods, as well as people driving by the facility. Crew of two was on board for this inaugural flight. A spokesman for Aeros Corporation told Gizmag that the first untethered flight was planned, quote-unquote, very soon, and was expected to reach an altitude of about 100 feet. Whatever you do, don't call it a blimp, because a blimp has no internal structure, unlike the Aeroscraft. The Aeroscraft has been under development since 1996, and both the Pentagon and NASA have supported the development to the tune of some $50 million, according to a story in the Los Angeles Times. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks, as always, for listening. You're now cleared for departure.